Yes,
Okay.
sir.
So just a very quick review of last year, right? We were talking about the melacha of dash, which is threshing, whatever, right? Threshing is a little bit vague. And we decided basically that there are three main approaches. And that's what I demonstrate. Ha ha. Okay. So we went out and we picked a stalk of, I think, wheat. And when you thresh, what you do is you pop open these guys. Inside these guys is the kernel of actual wheat. And there's this bit, which is the stalk. So what am I trying to do? So some sheets will say it's about separating these guys from here, right? Or separate, basically it's the beginning of, or the continuation, sorry, of kotzer. Fundamentally, what you're doing is you're separating, right? You separated this from the ground. And now what you're doing is separating this from the food. But essentially you separated the oker davar mi gidulo, from what makes it grow, is kotzer. Oker davar mi makom gidulo, right, from what it grew in, or what it grew it with, that's dash. Okay, so separating something from the source of its growth, its nutrient source, is kotzer. Separating something from the paraphernalia on which it grew in is dash. Okay, so it's a continuation of kotzer. That's option one. That was the shita of Rashi and the Ramban. Okay, and they say, oh, let's say you were to take all of these and just separate them off of this, right, of this guy, that would be dash also. And if you were to take grapes and pluck them off of a cluster, that would also be dash, right? That's one approach. Tosfos disagrees. According to Tosfos, it has to be, right, you have some sort of, you know, you have these guys, but you're popping them open, right, and taking the stuff out, or it's about these individual grains in here, right? It's about getting them out of the husk. So you have the husk, you pop it open, and inside is the kernel, and you're revealing, right, the fruit inside. Okay? So according to Tosfos, it's not about separating, it's about taking it out, right? It has to have some sort of outer container, and now you're opening up that outer container to get at the fruit inside. All right, so we're just doing a quick recap of last week's, of Sunday's show. I think last time, yesterday, previous year. Right, that's the other approach. So it's not about separating between here, right, from this guy and this. It's about opening these guys up. Okay? It's about revealing the fruit inside. Rabbeinu Hananel wanted to say that it's sort of any type of separation between the food and the psoles, right, so that you could then separate out the good from the bad. It's not a post-kotzer, it's a pre-borer, right? It's not borer because they're attached, right? Here, there's no taroves, there's no mixture here, says Rabbeinu Hananel, right? This is not a mixture, this is a stalk of grain, right? What happens is that then you crush this, then you have a mixture of husk and kernels, and then what happens is that you then can separate them out. So it's a pre-borer stage. Okay, now a big sort of nafka mina of those is, do we view it as the end of the processing cycle process? I guess that's a little bit redundant, right? Is it the end of the creation of produce, or is it the beginning of the manufacturing process, right? Is it the end of getting grain, or is it the beginning of turning the grain into food, okay? So obviously if I take flour and I mix it with water and I do lash and then I put it in the oven, that's not about getting grain. That's not about creating produce. That's about taking the produce and making it into food, right? So what is dash? Is it the end of making produce, or is it the beginning of turning that produce into food? Okay, so Rashi and the Ramban say it's the end of kotzer. Rabbeinu Hananel says it's the beginning of borer. Right, and Tosfos says that it's about sort of revealing the fruit from inside its container. It's not totally, you don't really know what Tosfos would say, right? Does Tosfos think it's the end of the, you know, production or the beginning of manufacture? I would argue that for Tosfos, it's probably the end of production, right? Because you're trying to say, oh, you have this thing which is not edible, and now you're going to pop it open and get food from it. So you, until now you don't have food, and now suddenly you have something that's food, and then you can make that food stuff or that fruit into, you know, edible food, into what you want to eat. But until now, it's like just not edible. It's this guy, right? We don't look at this guy as food. And then when you get the kernels of wheat, and then suddenly it's food. You might need to process it, manufacture it, or you need to grind it up, whatever. But you already have food stuff. So that question, right? And then also, by the way, according to Tosos, it's much easier to understand why it's a malacha, right? Because it's very creative. You took grass essentially and you turned it into food, right? It's more transformative. According to say Rashi and the Ramban, or even Rabbi Yochananel, it's more significant because of its part of being this retzef, this process of, you know, of making food. But it's much more significant because of its actual, you know, potential for the future, right? What role it plays in a broader agricultural process as opposed to exactly what you're doing. According to Tosos, it actually is pretty transformative. Okay, so far so good. Now, let's just look at the Makoros, and we'll try to sort of expand on this issue. So where does it apply? Okay, where are we going to apply Disha to? So the Gemara says, "Hatzad chilazon v'hapotzo ino chayv alachas." If you capture a chilazon and you squeeze it for its dye, right? You take a murex truncula, assuming that that's what it is, right? I'm not saying what a chilazon is, but if it were a murex, you take this murex and you squeeze it, and you get the, you know, out of the snail comes this dye. So Yehuda Omer chayv shtayim, you chayv twice. Why? You did sad, you captured it, and that's one. And now you also squeezed it, so you squeezed the juices out of it. Amrulao, in psia b'chal disha, they said, no, squeezing the chilazon isn't disha. Amarava, my time with the Rabbanan, kasavri, in disha, ela legidule karka. So Rava says, why? Because disha only applies to things that grow in the ground. Okay? Now, but that's not totally surprising to us, right? Why would that be true? Or why should we say that? Right, kind of like, oh, we have a lot of things that we say, oh, like, you know, eno elo b'mechobar l'karka, right? But, right, so why would we say that? Why wouldn't we say that? Just like a side point. Actually, no, I'll let you guys say it first and then I'll pull it up because it's like an interesting tidbit. Well, why would we say
if it's about like production?
Yeah, sorry.
If it's about production, if it's really an extension of kotzer, of creating, something from nature, then it makes sense that it would be a gidule karka, restricted malacha. Whereas exactly. If it's more a manufacturing process, then I would expect it to be anything that's similar to that.
Right. Very good. Right. If it's about like the continuation of kotzer, it's like, oh, it's significant because it's part of this agricultural process. So then I would say that it might be limited to gidule karka, right? And again, if it's not, if it's just more about, you know, oh, it's the beginning of Bora, or it's about the revealing this, you know, making the fruit out of this thing that's covered currently in inedible stuff. So you've transformed it from grass into grain, then I can understand, I would expect it to be a little bit more expansive. Just an interesting tidbit is that now you can say, oh, well, actually, maybe it just, why, if you think that it's like a grass to grain transformation, why would it be only gidule karka? You can give like a cop-out answer. Like not a cop-out answer, but it's like, nah, like, it's not. So like, he's like, okay, like it's, these are malachos that are, you know, agricultural related. And even when they're not entirely agricultural related, like that's just kind of the way, just like we said by Kotzer, right? Or Ma'amer, right? Remember Ma'amer. Ma'amer fundamentally doesn't really need to be Gidule Karka. And yeah, right, Rav and Abaye had a machloka asked about whether or not we say that salt would be a problem of ma'amer, right? So maybe, okay, right? Maybe we just think that some of these malachos really need to be bigidule karka, because that's how it is in the Mishkan. That's the nature of these malachos. They're primarily, you know, things that grow on the ground related. And you're right, the concept could apply elsewhere, but, you know, that's just not what the main focus of the malacha is, and therefore you just potter if it's not bigidule karka. Just like a small tidbit, is that who's the one who said that you're chayiv for the salt by Ma'amer? And who said your daf guts your putter because in Ma'amar Ela Bigdulei Karka?
Was it Rabba versus Chachamim
or so Abaya? Rabba and Abaya. Do you remember who said that that it needs to be mechubar lekarka, and who says you're chayv even a non mechubar lekarka?
I said you were always chayv, and Rabba said just mechubar lekarka, but I might be getting it backwards.
No, so the opposite. But you're right. Your instinct is good in that who's saying what here? Rabba just said, "Oh, the Chachamim think in disha el mechubar lekarka, right? Big deal lekarka, sorry." But yeah, Rava is the one who said before by the salt that you're chayiv on non-gidulei karka. So one is you could say inachanami, right? That's like, okay. Like he doesn't have to think, you know, the same in both cases. You could say ma'amer is gathering, and gathering is applicable across the board. If you think that disha is about, you know, the continuation of kotzer, so then it would dafka need to be gidulei karka. That does make sense. You could, though, argue against that because, and here's like, it would be helpful why to say that. A lot of, in general, we paskin that ma'amer is only bigidule karaka, right? There are shitos who paskin like Rava, because Rava versus Abaya, but it seems like in general, we paskin that in ma'amer el bigidule karaka. At least most shitos think that way. But generally, we paskin like Rava against Abaya. So how do we paskin that in ma'amer el b'mechubar lekarka, if we generally paskin like Rava against Abaya, right? So some people answer, oh, it's not actually Rava, it's really Rabba, just the girsa problem, and that over there it was Rabba who said you're chayv by the salt, not Rava, and that's how they get out of the problem of we generally paskin like Rava over Abaya, right? Now it would actually help us here because then we could say, ah, it's actually not like Rava contradicting himself. Because that was Rabba who said, oh, it's only by Gidulei Karka. And now Rava here is saying, oh, no, in Disha of Mechubar Karka. And then Rava, you could say, oh, actually always thinks that these machos need to be the Gidulei Karka. And that sort of would potentially, you know, work out nicely with the fact that it doesn't make so much, you know, he's not working out well. But again, it's not actually a stira, but it would like solve that problem. Small tidbit for the side, but not so important for us, but I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay, right, but the point is that Yair's point is, oh, you know, there could be something fundamental about this malacha that says, no, it, as opposed to ma'amer, really needs to be bigdule karka. Or you could say that there's something fundamental that says it has to be bigdule karka, but the nature of grain processing malachos are that they relate to things that grow in the ground. Okay, so it seems like the chachamim say, in disha el mechubar lekarka, right? Fine, so far so good. That's the main point here. If you know, that's what we need to focus in on, because all right. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayiv for disha? Shemefarig damo himin, right? You're extracting the blood from the schila zone, and you're using it as a dye. And this kimefarig tivu amikashin, it's like extracting the grain from the husk. Okay, what's the problem? The problem is as follows: the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Hey says choliv mishum mai mechayiv amar lehu mishum choliv. So they asked like one of the Amoraim, like, oh, why are you chayiv for choliv? He says, oh, you're chayiv because it's choliv, right? It's geshmak. It's like, why is electricity aser? Because electricity, it's aser, right? You know, it's basically the same thing. He said, like, why are you chayiv? Why are you not? Why are you chayiv if you milk a cow? He says, because you're milking a cow, right? So so that didn't go over so well, right? Amrulei, Rabach Kotel Kani Ba'agmahu, your Rebbe clearly, so this guy reported it back to everybody else, and they all said, like, well, clearly your, you know, whoever taught you is, you know, is like this, is a boor who's like, you know, only capable of like going to the swamps and like cutting reeds for baskets, you know, and he's like, basically like, yeah, he's like, he'll be a good, like, someone for like really the most menial labor, like obviously is like clearly incapable of any intelligent thought. Also show be midrash. So they went to the base medrash. Amrulei cholev chayiv mishum mefarik. You're chayiv if you milk a cow because of mefarik, which is a told of dash. Okay. Mefarik. Kimo mefarik masui, like unloading. Sheporik ochel mimakom shiniskasibo, because he's taking out, he's unloading the food from the place where it is stored, or basically where it is, yeah, basically stored. Maybe tolda de dash, it's a tolda of dash. The ista amri tolda de kotzer, and there are actually people who think that it's kotzer, by the way, right? On the one hand, that makes no sense. Like, what, milking a cow is kotzer? On the other hand, if we think that dash and kotzer, right, are kind of twin malachos that are about, like, taking the food, you know, food from the place where it grows, so maybe you could actually say that, so the Yishami actually thought that, right, you could have kotzer and not, but you could do it like karka. And maybe here you could also say that, yeah, it's kotzer because it's, right, it's like the same dash and kotzer. So like, oh, this dash, which we're saying is like, it's as if it's kotzer, it's actually just kotzer. Velohi, that's not true, because delav mechuberhu, right? It's not connected to the cow. Ela pakid va'akir, right? Sort of the liquid is actually just there. It's not like physically attached to the cow inside the udder. The kai ba'atini hadad kitivua bekasha, it's like a grain inside of a husk. Velashon mefarik nami lo shayach lemeimar, ela lashon tolish, right? And then it shouldn't have said mefarik, it's just a tolish. So his point is that it's not kotzer, but just cool. There happens to be, right? The question of why you're chayiv for cholev. So there are like seven different shitos. Just like rattle them off. There's a shito who thinks that it's tochein because it comes out in little spritzes. That's the ureim. Very, very interesting. I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam, who we're going to see soon, who says that it's actually memachik because you like smooth it at some point. Also very strange. There's a shita that says that it's kotzer, right? There's another shita who says that it is... this is a strange one also. I said tochein. Trying to remember what it was. There's another option, which I know you're thinking, wait, how could there be another option? But there is another option. Someone says it. And some should say, oh, no, it's actually, you know, not really going to be Esther. It's only going to be Medarbanan. And that's how they get out of the problem. And obviously, right, Rashi says, and the Gemara says, basically, that it's Mefarik, which is told of Dash. Right? What's the problem here?
If we said that dash can only be with kidulei karka and cholev is going to be mefarik, then it's kind of tying cholev to dash, even though it's with kidulei karka, or it seems like it's not with kidulei karka. Right. So exactly. You have to like expand dash or expand kidulei karka to solve that.
Exactly. Very good. Right. So we have two options here. Right. You jumped already into the how can we deal with it. Is we said that in there's a third option, but yes, right. There's right. We either said. We said Disha is only Begdile Karka. We're saying that Cholev is Mefarik, which is told of Dash. So either we have to say, right, we're going to expand Disha and say, well, yes, but, right, we're going to basically expand it beyond Begdile Karka, I guess, right? Or we can say, you know, that Begdile Karka is just a bigger category than we previously thought. Exactly. Okay, so Toso said, it just brings up Rino Tam, who says, oh, it can't be. In Disha of Begdile Karka, so it must be. That you're not chayav because of dash, you're chayav because of something else. In near the re, that doesn't make sense, says the re. V'nir le perush hakuntras halacha k'rib Yehuda. Right, so the Tosas actually set answers for the re says, well, actually, the answer is that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, even if it's not mechubar l'karka, you're chayav. Right, so it's a relatively straightforward solution. Right, it says, oh, you're chayav even if it's not mechubar l'karka. And then you can say, well, it's, you know, mefarik from the cat. Okay. That's one option. The Ramban, right? The Ramban says, "Yishomar, disha ba'atzmo shel pri leisa el begidulei karka, aval lehotzi mimenu peros mechunasim utmunim betoch kis shelahem kegon cholev dumya didisha begidulei karka hi ve'efshar debechlag begidulei karka." Pause. That's option number one. Or efshar debechlag begidulei karka behima, right? Inami Rabbi Lazar who disaver hachi of a rabbanan de patri kasaver in disha el begidulei karka. So he gives three different answers. He says, right, a third approach. He says, first, one answer is in a chenami, according to the rabbanan, in disha el begidulei karka and choli this pater. And this is according to the shita of Rabbi Lazar, right? In Rabbi Yehuda, like in a chenami, there's a machlokas, and we're just passing like Rabbi Yehuda that yesh disha begidulei karka. Option number one. Option number two is that, right, as Tali was saying, well, maybe we can just expand gidulei karka, right? Maybe we could say the cows are gidulei karka. They eat grass. They you know, it's like an us, it's not good. Hey, why not? Right. Or you could, I mean, this looks a little bit less, you know, less limiting. We could say, well, when we require gidule karka, why do we need that? Right? Why does it need to be gidule karka? So I'm just going to use like a little bit of a melitza, but it works nicely, right? Because it's farming, right? These are malachos that you do as part of farming, right? And a guy who has, you know, someone who owns like 1,000 cows, what's he called?
A dairy farmer.
Exactly, right? He's a dairy farmer. So obviously, like, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a play on words, but the idea is that we consider it farming, right? We consider it dairy farming to be farming, right? Clearly, we see that, like, there's either, you know, behemos are gidule karka, or to the extent that for these purposes, yes, they're gidule karka, right? It's an agricultural process. It's about harvesting agricultural produce, and cows, you know, dairy farming is farming. So you're going to be chayiv for dairy farming, right? Now, the chiddush there, right, it is expanding the definition of gidule karka, but essentially not so much, right? Because the reason why we limited it in the first place was saying, oh, it's agricultural, so if it's an agricultural melacha, then it's got to be, you know, only be gidule karka. We're saying, oh, okay, right, but the cow is also gidule karka, right? It grows on the ground, you have to, like, put it in a pen, and you do dairy farming. So essentially, right, the type of production that's involved is very much the same as regular farming, to the extent that we'll consider it all part of the same malacha, right? Those are options one and two. So one is really, yeah, we just paskin, right? Yesh disha, you know, shalom b'gidulei karka, or disha has b'gidulei karka, but the definition of b'gidulei karka is, you know, is farming and not necessarily direct, let's say, agricultural. And then the Ramban has this third option, right? We'll just read it again because it's like very mechudash. He's expanding Disha, but not because he's passing like against the Chachamim. He's saying, Inachanami, Disha is only b'gidulei karka, but there's a difference between Disha, that's true only by Disha ba'atzmo shel pri, right? Leisa el b'gidulei karka. So let's say, you know, threshing the actual fruit or the produce, this guy, I guess, right? That it's only b'gidulei karka. Avalahotzi nimenu peros mechunasim utmunim betoch kishalahem kegon choliv domya didishas gidulei karka. Hey, now, why? Right, basically what Ramban's saying is the more that something independently, right, is, you know, is not yet food or is not yet, right, a fruit, and then you have to like smash the fruit itself in order to create, get rid of the psoles. So here you have this guy and you're going to remove the psoles. That is only going to be true by gidulei karka. But if you're taking, I don't know, like the, let's say the cow, so the milk already exists, right? It's inside the cow, but there is milk already. And now you're extracting the milk. That is only going to be, but that's going to be even by non-gidulei karka, because that's similar to disha of the gidulei karka. Why should that make sense? Wouldn't you expect it to be the opposite? Yeah, Tehila.
I mean, I don't know if this is answers your question, but I know that on Sunday we spoke about two possible shitot for disha, one of which is it's an extension of kotzer, and then the other one, it's more preparation for borer. And borer is less limited to this getting things out of the field stage and more into the manufacturing stage. And so if you have that shita for disha, this makes a lot of sense.
I think, I don't know, I think it would actually, that would make us in more trouble, because according to that, right, if it's a hana for borer, here you sort of go straight into having the pyros, into having the fruit, right, with milk, without any borer. Or you're saying because it already like includes the borer with it, it's like more of a malacha?
No. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I was thinking more that if you see Disha in the Seder Malacha as being more connected to Borer than connected to Koter, then it goes from an agricultural Malacha to more of a manufacturing Malacha. And this idea of extracting for the sake of manufacturing isn't necessarily tied to this idea of Gidulei Karka because it doesn't have to be attached to the ground. It's just a manufacturing type of Malacha.
Okay, but then why is Disha going to be only be Gidulei Karka when it comes to this guy, but when it comes to, let's say, a cow, then suddenly it doesn't need to? What you're saying would say that all of Disha should just apply to non-Gidulei Karka, right? The Ramban's Chiluk is that when it comes to the wheat, then it's going to be, that's only be Gidulei Karka, because that's Disha b'atzmo shekir, you whack the actual fruit, while by a cow, you don't hit the cow with a stick, right? And you're just extracting the milk, and then it's going to be chayiv even by non-gidulei karka, right?
So, I mean, to me, that seems like much more defining Disha in terms of the outcome than in terms of like the Maisa, because you're kind of equating the milk to the seed, not in terms of what you have to do to get it, but in terms of, I'm going to think about it and ask someone else.
It's a tricky one. It's tricky. It's not like an obvious, I feel like the Ramban is like not an obvious issue. I think, meaning if I was going to take what Tehila said, then I'm going to get to Yair's Svara. But what Tehila was pointing out, and I think this sort of makes the question more of an issue, that if we get to the end result, right, then we should say that, of course, you know, if you're dealing with like it's atzmoshel pri, right, then we'll say, oh, you know, in terms of the maisa, that's always going to be considered disha, even if it's not mechubar karka. If there's like no disha beitzumoshel pri, right, you're not actually whacking the cow, so you're not doing the maisa disha, but at the end of the day, you get the fruit, so you get like the results of disha. So I would say, if you're only getting the results of Disha, but you don't have a Maisa Disha, then maybe that should dafka be only the Mechubar LeKarka, right? But the Ramban is saying, the Maisa Disha to the Pri, that's only Bigdulei Karka, right? If you're actually whacking the object, then that's Bigdulei Karka. If you're just taking a fruit which already exists and taking it out, then that's both everything, right? I would have thought Adarab, right? It's much more, if I'm taking this and I'm turning this into food, that's much more constructive or creative, right? Meaningful, and that should be more machayiv than if I was just taking the milk that already exists and taking it out, right? But it's not. The Ramban is saying the opposite. The Ramban is saying when it comes to if it's the mashke already exists and you're just extracting it, that applies across the board, because that's dome le mefarik bidule karka. But if you're actually doing Disha on the actual pre, that's only because you do the character. Yeah.
I don't know. You just threw an interesting question. I'm not sure if my Svara is able to handle that.
All right, tell me your Svara, and then we'll see if it can handle it.
I mean, I was going to go with a goal-oriented Svara, right? Ari had asked this question also in our Kavruta, and I guess we didn't come up with a great answer. But I compared it to Zriya, that you can be chayav in Zriya for physically planting, that's the main thing. But you can equally be chayav for trimming plants, which has nothing to do with putting seeds into the ground, because it's all for the same goal of causing things to grow. So similarly here, the action is totally different, but the whole point is that you are causing things to be extracted from the thing they're covered in. So even though they're wildly different, they're still the same malacha.
Okay, can you sharpen that a little bit? So why would that, I would say, Disha Bigufo Shel Pri is only by Gidulei Karka, but if it's already konos, if there's like liquid that's already like there and you're just taking it out, then that's gonna apply to everything.
Right. That's, I don't know. I'm not sure if I can say that any better. Maybe I'm not articulating it well enough.
No, you're saying it well. Just it's, you know, I wanted to like answer the question. You could say, right, sort of like you're going with the ma'aseh tefillah and saying, look, if you're whacking the, you know, the wheat, so at the end of the day, you end up with this tarovas, you end up with some kernels and some chaff, and it's all hanging around together. While if you have this liquid and you're just taking it out, so now you have it at the end, which is good, right? You're saying ma'aseh tefillah. In terms of if you're just doing the ma'aseh disha, but the tefillah isn't so creative because you only end up with, with a mixture, which now you need to do borer to. So it'll be chayiv, but only if it's gidule karaka, because that's like a very important agricultural process. So it's sort of like a force multiplier, even though the tefillah isn't as gishmak as you would want, because this is like the necessary step. So it's mechayiv anyway. While by other things, it's only going to be chayiv if you really get the mashke at the end, like totally clean and pure and like ready to eat. I think that's a very good svar. The only problem is that I don't think that's what the Ramban's saying, right? The Ramban emphasized, let's share it again, right? Yish lomar, disha ba'atzmo shel pri leisa el b'gidulei karka, right? Doing disha to the pri is only l'gidulei karka, right? Aval lehutzi mimenu peros mechunasim utunim b'toch kishalem, kigon cholev, do me disha gidulei karka, he doing disha to the pri is only b'gidulei karka, extracting fruit or produce or juice that's already just sitting there inside of its container, like taking something out of the container, that is disha, like disha bigdulei karaka. Right? So doing something to the pre is only bigdulei karaka. Extracting the pre is anything, because it's if you were doing that bigdulei karaka. But his emphasis is on two different types of action. All right, his emphasis is that there's a difference between the two targets. And I think, okay, so I think the answer is, and this is not, you know, this is not intuitive, but I think it does make a lot of sense, is that according to the Ramban, what defines disha is that you're extracting food, right, from, you know, from a container, okay, or from its natural container. Now, why is that so important? So I think the answer is like this. Let's say, the Ramban is basically saying like this. If I have a cow, right? And then I take the milk out of the cow. So what I've done is I've taken fruit out of its sort of natural container. And that's great, right? So now there was a fruit. It was contained. And now I have it, right? What happens when I whack this guy? The Ramban's arguing that these, atzmo b'itzumo shel pri, these are already a pri. Right, each one of these guys is already exists. I guess he's really more accurately talking. I don't want to pull these apart because I'm leaving it all over the house. But each one of these guys is already a fruit, right? It's already produce, and now processing it more to get rid of the husk. But the pre already exists, or more accurately, this guy, right? This guy is a pre already. So I have this pre, and doing disha to this as the Ramban is all going to be the gidulei karaka because it's already a pre, right? The pre is not contained in a container. It has a peel, but the fact that there's a peel doesn't change the fact that this is a fruit already, right? I have the fruit. I can extract it more, right? And this goes back to when we were talking about the almonds with like the green peel and the brown peel, right? He's been saying like this. Once I have it, even when I have the almond and the green peel, do I still have an almond? I still have an almond. So yes, I took off the green peel. I didn't take off the green peel. That's great, but it's itsumo shel pri already. I already have the fruit. So the Ramban says, since I already have the fruit, when I take it out, what have I done? Right? I've furthered the extraction, but I already had it. I already had the pre. So therefore, furthering the extraction of a fruit, which I already have, that's only bigdulei karaka. Right? Because I need the fact that it's gidulei karaka and it's an important process in the manufacture of food in order to be mechayev. But let's say I don't have a lemon. Let's say the lemon, right, is inside the cow. So there is a lemon. The lemon exists, but, right, I need to extract the lemon from the cow. So taking a fruit out of its container, extracting the milk. Do I have, when I have a cow, do I have milk? No, I don't have any milk. I have a cow, right? I can use the cow to get milk. But if I were to be walking around with a cow in the market, no one would say like, hey, mister, you know, what are you doing? Walk with all that milk, right? And you wouldn't like, you know, I guess like if I was like, doing like, and then I'd be like, got milk, and I'd do like a got milk ad. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't say like, oh, you know, you don't bring your cow to, you know, to the milk store, right? Where would you put a cow? In a makola? You put it in the fleishik's department, right? You don't put the cow in the milk's department. But it makes milk.
I think back in the day, they actually went about like with a cow and they would like milk it right before your eyes. Like, no?
To sell milk. But I'm going a little bit, you know, hyperbolic. But right, but at the end of the day, the point is that you have a cow, you don't have milk, right? You can get milk out of the cow, but what you have is a cow. When you have this, you have wheat, right? You can process the wheat more. You need to process the wheat more, but you already have the wheat. And that's the Ramban's Lashon of, right, Be'itsumo shel pri, visha be'atzmo shel pri, leisa ela b'gidulei karka. If I'm walloping the pre that I already have, that's only big deal of karka. But lehotzi mimenu peiros, but to extract peiros from something else, right? If I have something else and inside that is the peiros, then that, the malacha visha is really about extracting fruit from psoles. Here, I'm extracting fruit from psoles, but I already kind of have the fruit, right? So I'm processing the fruit, but I already have it. Right? By milk, I don't even have the fruit yet. And now I'm getting the fruit from the psoles, right? That's really what counts as disha. Okay, so in terms of the Kishmakir answers to the chaliva problem, we can say that, right, one answer is to say, yeah, gidule karka, expand gidule karka, right? The other option is to say, we're not going to expand gidule karka, we're just going to stick with saying, oh, you know, this is the Chachamim, this is Rabbi Lazar, right, or Rabbi Yehuda. We argue on the limitation to Gidulei Karka, or, says the Ramban, right, is, well, you know, let's say Chaliva, right, either we could say, you know, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh Tisha, we could say the other extreme is, you know, cows are gidulei karka, right? Dairy farming. Or, says the Ramban, it's not true at all, right? It's that yesh tisha shelo bigdulei karka, but, right, be only in cases of, right, there's the Ramban. He says, oh, atzmo shel pri is only gidulei karka because you already have the fruit, right? Right now, you're processing it more, but you already have it, as opposed to a case of, right, hotzas pri mikisui, right, from its container or extraction of fruit, right? You're not extracting the good part of the fruit from the psoles part of the fruit, right? It's not an internal thing. You have two separate things that you're extracting A from B, right? Atzmo shel pri is little a from big A. One second, that's terrible. One second, let's undo that. Right? From big A to little a. Here, we're getting A from taking A, B, A. Well, we're getting, right? We're taking, right? Now you have fruit. Right, before you just had a cow, you had something different, right? You're getting Out of A, you're getting B, right? Or out of big B, you're getting A. I guess that's a better way to do it. Right? You're getting something totally new. And therefore, you can be chayiv even on non-gidulei karka. Okay. That's the Ramban. Sorry, the chart's not so good, but that's what we're gonna, you know, that's what we got. Yeah, Tila.
Just to clarify, I know that for Cholop he uses the language of Hotzaat Primikiso. What would, like, why can't we feed that into the Gidulei Karka example? Like, what's the keys? Like,
I mean, I don't know, like, if this was very inside a cow.
No, I'm saying the berries inside the chaff or whatever you call the shell that's on it, isn't that its keys?
No. Okay. And I think that's what the Ramban is definitely not saying. The Ramban, you're right, meaning that's what we kind of assumed always, is that there's the fruit and there's stuff around it. But he's saying that you have, that's like this. This is a lemon, right? This is not a lemon inside of a peel. This is a lemon. I have the lemon, right? Or this is a, you know, stalk of wheat. I have the Ramban saying that I have the wheat. It's more of a chiddush by the wheat than by the lemon, right? Here, this is a lemon. The lemon has a peel, just like I would say an almond, right, has a shell. But I already have the almond, right? I might not want the peel sometimes. At some point, I want to take the peel off. In this case, right, I don't want the peel off until I get home. So this is not going to be dash. And this, I do want the peel off, so it's going to be dash in a hanami, but only by gidulei karka, because that's agricultural and I need to get it off before I bring it home, before I bring it to the makolet, before I sell it, right? Before I take it in from the field. But that's only true by gidulei karka. Because here I already have the pre, but I don't have it in a state which I would consider it to have finished its production, right? The chiddush of the Ramban is that when it comes to something where I don't have the fruit yet, the fruit is inside some kisui. This is the wheat I already have. I already have the pre. If this was inside of a cow, or more importantly, the milk is inside of a cow, so the milk exists, and B, the milk is inside of some sort of external entity. Extracting it from the external entity, right? An external entity, not a superfluous entity, right? It's a totally external entity, and therefore extracting it is gonna be dash, even though it's not sort of your run-of-the-mill case.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, then pre is not the same as ochel? Like, can you make correct that distinction?
Yes, absolutely.
So for the Ramban, dash is going to be taking out food from the container, but food and pre are separate, like, are not the same, so you can't call it taking the pre out of the container.
Well, taking fruit out of its shell, right, would be dash. If it's, you know, if it's something you normally do, let's say in the field, by gidulei karka, right? Because it's part of the processing. But taking, taking food out of your pre, extracting the food from the pre, right? Or in this case, extracting food from the pre is going to be dash by gidulei karka. Taking a pre out of a external container is going to be dash even non by gidulei karka.
So what's an example of a can you think of an example of a non-gidulei karka where you would take a pre out of its container, but the pre would not be ochel?
I'm trying to think of something with like a shell that's non-gidulei karka. I have to admit, I haven't really thought of that. But
I'm just wondering if I'm oversimplifying by thinking of it in terms of food, or if I should just leave it in that more nuanced position.
No, you could. I'm just saying, imagine if, like, you know, if like this was inside of a cow, just, and you like milk the cow to get this, so according to the Ramban, you'd be chayiv, right? Even though this is not yet food. I just can't think of the example, but I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure there is such a thing.
Okay. I guess I'm just biased because I first understood the Ramban in terms of totsah as opposed to like maisa, and so I'm thinking of it in terms of the totsah of food, and sometimes it has process A, sometimes it has process B, but anyway, I think I get it.
Okay, right. So the Ramban, meaning it's a good svar, just the Ramban emphasizes that it's about the maisa, not about the totsah, Right? He says, oh, yeah. Doing the ma'isa to the atzmo shel pri, that's going to be dash only b'mechubah l'karka, but gidu l'karka. But if you're taking the pri out of something else, that's going to be even shelo b'gidu l'karka.
Yeah, let me fix my wording. I think there's the ma'isa that has some sort of tosa slash kavana part built in, as opposed to a pu'ula. So it's the ma'isa of producing food, as opposed to the ma'isa, the pu'ula of hitting a thing. Or anyway, T-Ferret had a question.
So I question the distinction between the cow and the milk versus the almond and the shell, because the milk is not really a separate object from the cow. I feel like it's intrinsic to the cow, it's produced within the cow. Without the cow, there would be no milk.
Right, but I think that would actually just make it better. I think the Ramban's saying that for a slightly different reason. You're right about that. But that's not the main point. That makes it even better, right? We're trying to say that there is no milk yet. Not that we have a milk with a klipa around it. It's not a milk with a shell. There's no milk. It is just part of the cow. You're making milk out of a cow. But it's really a cow. It's not milk.
Isn't it a matter of perspective? I mean, before you've milked the cow, the milk is in there inside the cow, but it grew within the cow. It's not like the milk is just there, like a random liquid. It's not like water, you know. It's the cow has produced it from inside,
Right. Well, actually, the Ramban wants that. That's actually important to us because for the Ramban wants there to say that it somehow already exists and you're extracting it as opposed to that you're making it yesh me'ayin. But
how is this different from the almond? Because isn't it a matter of perspective that you're choosing to say that you have the almond and it just happens to have a shell around it? Isn't it a matter of perspective? Can't we just say we have the milk? Oh, it just happens to have the cow around it. Maybe someone who likes milk and not meat, they would see a cow as just a walking container of
they
milk.
They could, but at the end of the day, right? In terms of in terms of what the entity is. We would all agree that a cow, legally and practically, is a cow, right? It's an entity. It's living. It's breathing. It's moving, right? It walks around by itself. It isn't milk on legs. Sometimes I feel look at a cow, it's like steak on legs, But it's right. We'd say a cow. Until you shaft it, the cow is a cow. It's a chaya. It has its own significance, right? Independent of whatever food it happens to be inside of it. The lemon, right? The lemon is a fruit. It is the fruit. It is the food that it already is meant to be.
I think I get it, because look, if there was no fruit inside the lemon, the shell would never exist. While hypothetically, we could imagine a cow that does not produce milk, right? If it's sick or something.
There are. Right.
Right.
Exactly. And that's a good way to put it, right? At the end of the day, right, the cow is a cow. It can exist for all sorts of reasons, and just both in terms of its significant, and it's in terms of economically, but even just practically, right, halachically, right? Its shame is that it's a cow. It walks, it moves, it does all sorts of things. It also produces milk, but it isn't milk on wheels, as opposed to this is a lemon, right, with a peel, and right. If we were just a good also example, what would you call this if you were to take off the peel? Well, which one would you call the lemon?
The inside.
You call the inside the lemon, and the peel is and that's the leftovers, right? But I already have the lemon. Okay, so I think that then works for the Ramban. I think the Ramban actually does make a lot of sense. Just cool that it's very often you're when you come at things a priori, you have certain tools that really work. And you really come at things thinking, oh, this is going to be, this way, that way. Let's say ma'isa totza, or, it's about the pri versus the psoles. And here the Ramban kind of threw us a curveball, and we have to wait a second, something's not fitting with what we expected. And this is a very different way of looking at things, where dafka, because, right, it gave us a different metric of how to view the sugya. Okay, so for the Ramban, if you have the pre, if you're getting the pre out of something else, that's really disha, right? And that's going to be even not big to do like karka. If you already have the pre, so it's lesser disha, and then it's only going to be by mechobar karka because of its right agricultural significance. Okay. Now, The Or Zeruah, just as like a side for his first point, he says, oh, clearly we paskin that there's Disha Shlebig Dulei Karka. And then he says, actually, right, really, it's obvious that everyone agrees, ain't Disha Elabig Dulei Karka, even the Rabbanan. And everyone agrees that cows are Gidulei Karka. And the only question is whether or not fish counts as Gidulei Karka. Right? Now, it happens to be at first thought, you're like, what? That's already like pushing it, right? We said, like, the cows are Gidulei Karka, now the fish are Gidulei Karka. We do actually call it fish farming. So I guess you could apply that svara. Also remember the Yerushalmi, but if we think it's like a Kotzer idea, happens to be kind of like interesting that Yerushalmi says both that milking would be Kotzer, and Yerushalmi also thinks that taking a fish out of the water is Kotzer. So if you think that like Disha is like the second stage to Kotzer, and you follow the Yerushalmi that Kotzer applies to these things, then in a Hanami, I guess it kind of makes sense to apply. So a little bit Tzarchian, because that's like a little bit crazy. But it, according to like the Yerushalmi's sort of logic that Kotzer doesn't have to be the Gidulei Karka, it can sort of imply to things that are relevant to the karka or grow it from each other or grow from a different source, then maybe you can apply it that as well. So just interesting, the Or Zeruah says, oh, obviously everyone agrees that cows are Gidulei Karka. The only question is whether or not fish are Gidulei Karka. Okay. Now, the Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam gives us like a totally different answer to this, okay? What did Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam say? And we get up to him. All right, so someone asked, so Rav Daniel HaBavli sent Rav Avraham ben Arambam all these questions. He says, oh, you know, like I read your father's book and like I have all these questions. So.
Does that mean the same, like, they're just kind of like Av Melacho, Avo Melacha that exists, and then there's Toto that exists, but they don't need to like be, they don't need to always be like, it's not like all the requirements of an Av are going apply to a Tolda, so he just kind of like made it two more broad categories. So like, yeah, you link Mefarik to Dash, but like that doesn't mean that Mefarik is only to do the Karka.
Exactly, right? Says, yeah, there are Avos, there are Toldos, just because there are Avos and Toldos don't mean that they have to be the same, right? Mefarik is a Tolda of Dash, it's not Dash, it's something different. Actually, it works nicely with the Rambam, who says, if something is the same conceptually as the Av, then it's the Av, it's not a Tolda. A tolda is when something's like a derived concept from it. It's not the same. Conceptually, it's different, but it's derived from it. According to Rambam, so Rambam says, oh, right? Ein disha el mechuber karka, but mefarik is only different, right? Now, so far, so good, except, like, why don't we just say that that this is also, that every case of disha is also mefarik, right? It's fine to say that and say that they're different, but you have to A, define what's the difference between the Av and the Tolda, and why are the cases where we're saying, oh, ain disha el b'mechor l'karka, are we not going to apply, say, oh, but it is mefarik, right? So, so one second, let's just look at the Lashon of the Rambam for half a second, right? So he says, so the Rambam said, choli v'sa behema chay mishal mefarik, so even though the cow is not gedulei karka, it's mefarik, which is a tolda of dash, because you're doing mefarik, you're extracting the milk. Okay, right. So the Rambam says a tolda af bishahi domel av is not the same as the av, and right dash in lo mashas chita la navim or chaliv aliizim disha below all as al das adam. Of course, it's not disha. Either it's Mefarik, which is a Tolda, it's separate, has its own rules, and that's true even Shelo B'Gdulei Karka. It doesn't really explain what the din is. So I wanted to suggest, I wrote down the lesson I wanted to use because I thought it was very, it was actually very helpful. Okay, yes. Okay, yes. So first of all, can anyone have any suggestions before I give my suggestion? Right? The Rambam is saying like this. Milking a cow is mefarik, right? But threshing is dash. So threshing, let's say, will only be will only be by gidulei karka, right? Or let's say taking a achilazon, you know, and smashing and squeezing it for its and crushing it for its for its blood is going to be dash, but let's say you know, squeezing a fruit for its juice or milking a cow, that's going to be mefarik, which is a tolda, and is even not by gidulei karka. Did anyone come up with like an explanation for why that should be? No, did I just? Okay, never mind. Any ideas? Okay, so I'm gonna throw out an idea. I think it works nicely. What are you doing when you wallop this guy, right, in order to get the fruit out? So the Ramban's idea, right, was that you already have the fruit. Here you already have the fruit, while in Disha, in Mefarik, you don't have the fruit yet, right? But the Rambam and Rambam, I don't think, is going in that direction, because the Rambam also says that taking an animal and cutting it so as to extract blood is, you know, is Mefarik, right? And milking a cow is Mefarik, but wallowing this guy is Dash. So I don't think you would say, like, oh, like, there you, I don't know. Doesn't seem to make so much sense to me. So I don't think he's agreeing to agree with the Ramban, because he's trying to say that no, right? They're fundamentally, they're two different things. When you whack this guy, right? Let's say you hold like Rabbeinu Chanano, right? And Teal was mentioning Rabbeinu Chanano a lot earlier. So I'm going to bring up Rabbeinu Chanano again, right? That it's the beginning of Borer. So what are you trying to do? Right? Borer is about removing the bad stuff. Right? So what happens is, right, in terms of the totsah, when you do dash, you're taking, like, you're removing, you're getting rid of the bad stuff, the extraneous stuff, right? It's hasaras hara. You're taking away the bad stuff. You're knocking off the klipa, the shell, right? So you have the fruit, and you're knocking off the klipa so that you just have the fruit inside. And what are you doing when it comes to, Mefarik. What do you do with, well, that's the last, you know, let's say it's ferret, right? What are you doing with the cow after you milk it? Right?
Nothing, you leave it there.
Exactly, right? You leave the cow, you're extracting something useful from the cow, right? You have A and B, you have A, and you're extracting B from it, right? Mefarik is where you extract something new from something else. Dash is where you remove, right, the unwanted parts or the unwanted shell around your fruit, right? One is about you have something, you're getting rid of some of the extraneous parts. The other is you're creating something totally new, right? Says Rabbi Raman Arambam, I think, that when you have a chilazon and you're squeezing out the blood for the dye and then you throw out the rest, so what you're doing is you're getting rid of the extraneous parts and extracting what you want, right? You're separating out. You're detaching the extra, the psoles from the useful thing, right? So squeezing a chilazon is dash, and that is ein disha el mechubar lekarka be gidul lekarka, right? As opposed to mifarik, which is says Rambam, let's say you need the blood of a horse, I don't know. So taking out the blood would be mifarik. Milking a cow would be mifarik. Why? Because you're extracting, right, from entity A, you're getting B. Right, you're not getting rid of the psoles. You're creating something new. You're right, getting something new and useful. So, just to sort of put it in, I guess in words, right, or in chart, right. So Rambam says that dash, right, is removing, right, hasaras psoles, but I'm saying this for him. He doesn't really say this himself. He just says that they're different, right? Hasaras psoles, this actually makes a lot of sense because he'd be going like Rabbeinu Chanan now. Hasaras, oh, yeah, this should be pay. Right, hasaras psoles, right? It's removing the bad, and that's only, right, gidulei karka, as opposed to mifarek, which is, right, extracting something useful. Right? Mifarek is when you create something new that you can use, right? That you're gonna keep, as opposed to dash, which is where you're removing the psoles. Now, why does this make sense? Because removing the psoles is much more of, you know, it's much less creative, let's say, right? It's like, okay, maybe like borer, right? Maybe you could argue that, okay, we have to worry about borer in some of these cases, right? Which actually, right, some of the sheets really think, oh yeah, it wouldn't be dash, but maybe you'd have to really worry about borer, right? Because you're just removing the psoles. So you already have what you want, right? Or it already exists, and you're removing the bad stuff. As opposed to where you have entity A and you're creating entity B from it, right? Now, it's different than the Ramban, in that the Ramban thought the difference was a question of what action are you performing? Do you already have the pre, or are you removing the pre, you know, from something else, or are you removing the pre from, you know, with the pre, are you separating the good and the bad parts of it, right? According to the Rambam, the difference is in the Meisen. According to Rambam and Rambam, the difference is in the Totsah, I think, right? According to Rambam and Rambam, Dash is about getting rid of the bad stuff, right? Separating the bad stuff. Mefarik is about separating the good stuff, right? One's like a Sur Meira, one's an Aseh Tov. One's separating bad stuff out, extracting the bad stuff, and one is about extracting the good stuff. And extracting the good stuff, A, is different. Why isn't every case of Mefarik also Dash, or every case of Dash also Mefarik? The answer is very simple, right? One is about creating good, is about separating the good, extracting the good stuff, and one's about extracting the bad stuff. So they're very different. Now, it's a tolda because conceptually, right, it makes sense to say that extracting the bad stuff is also going to be significant. But ultimately, right, the totsaos are opposite totsaos. According to the Ramban, the difference is in the Maisa. Do you have the pre and you're doing something to the pre, or are you getting the pre from somewhere else? Right? As Tefera was pointing out, but wait a second, right? Why is the Ramban so focused on the fact that the milk exists inside of the cow already? I think it's because, right, the Ramban is trying to say, oh, the difference is in the Maisa. Is the pre inside something else, or do you have the pre and you're trying to get the food part of the pre out of the psoas part of the pre? Right? But he emphasizes that, oh, the pre already exists, because for him, Disha is something that you do to a pre-existing fruit. As opposed to our Rambam and Rambam says, no, it's all about the toeles. The toeles of Mefarik is that now you have the pre, and the toeles of Disha is that now you've separated off the bad stuff, and you have the bad stuff, right? Which, especially if it's a prelude to Borer, it's now I have the bad stuff, and I can separate it out. Now I can do Zora, now I can do Borer, right? So I'm just going to go back onto the... into our chart, and this will end, right? For Rambam and Rambam, right? They're opposite. It's, right? Shinui and the Totsa, or it's, yeah. No, let's undo that. Right? It's different in the Totsa. And according to the Rambam, it's the emphasis is on the ma'asim shani. Okay? And I think here with this, we'll conclude, right? And just, right, what's cool is that Mefarik is, on the one hand, it's a tolda of Dash, but on the other hand, what we're seeing is that Dash is either, if it's about extracting the, you know, the food from the psoles, right, which is, you know, one way to take it. So then, okay, it's about getting the food out of the psoles. So but mefarik is about creating food, right? About getting food out of the psoles or out of something else, as opposed to dash, which is about getting the psoles out of the food or out of the pre, really, right? And according to the Ramban, the difference is in the meisen, right? Dash is about the meisa of... you have the pre, and now you're whacking the pre to get off the psoles. While mefarik is that you don't have the pre yet, right? The pre is inside something else, and now you're getting it out. Right? But what's interesting, according to both of them, though, is that it's more expansive, right? the tolda is going to be more expensive than the av. Okay, well.